Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, John, where are you leaving for tomorrow?
Grammy trip.
There you go.
That's five.
Five. You've only, by the way, it's not, I thought you'd get more mentions of the Grammy trip in.
Well, it's not, the show's not over.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so do you, that Sam Amick thing, I don't have that in front of me. Do you want to say it or do I, should I say it?
Yeah, you can say it. I don't know what to believe. And Sam's a really good reporter.
Great reporter.
I don't know what to believe anymore. Until it's done, you can't assume that anything's done.
Right.
I've seen it so many times before. The report was Sam on a podcast today said there's a sense of inevitability that DeJounte Murray would be coming to the Lakers. But again, that's speculative. And
well, people are talking. I mean, yeah. Sam Amick is talking to people.
Right.
I mean, he's in it. All those guys are in it talking to sources and people. I'm sure there's leakiness over there at times. So, by the way, Joc Pederson looks like he's going to sign with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So we'll see him 17 times next year. He will be their new designated hitter.
It's down. It's like 14, 15. They don't play that.
Oh, they don't play them anymore?
So wait, where did Pederson sign?
Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah, Arizona. All right. So last week, we threw out the four NFL divisional playoff games.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And we
and
all
Michael went
4-0 against the spread, and Michael won going away. He went 4-0. Michael, what is your secret? Are you just secretly a football savant? Actually, it wouldn't be secret because you claim you are a football savant, right?
Yes, I am. And I just know I can read body languages. I can read confidence in players. That's why I call. That's why I tell Ireland sometimes by halftime the game's in the refrigerator.
Yeah, which is never right, but okay.
Michael, two games this week.
Yeah, let's all do them.
Okay.
Let's all do them like we did last week.
The first game. Mm-hmm. Is Lamar Jackson your favorite player?
Right.
And the Ravens hosting the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. The spread, Ravens by 3.5.
Yeah, I'm going to
What's the right side of that game?
The Ravens will cover because this is Lamar's time.
All right. Okay. I'm taking the Chiefs. I think the Ravens could win the game, but I think if they do, they'll win by a field goal. Pepe?
I'm taking the Chiefs, too.
Chiefs,
Greg?
So I have to go with the Chiefs. I think any time Patrick Mahomes has a chance to go to the Super Bowl, I'm going with Patrick Mahomes. Laura will be back in just a second. She walked off to put the cake away, but here she comes. But I'm going with the Chiefs.
Okay,
Laura,
and I am
going with Chiefs.
I am going to lay the 3.5.
And you're taking the Ravens.
I'm taking the Ravens.
You're going with Michael.
I think the Ravens could win this big.
You want the Ravens or you want the Chiefs with 3.5 points?
I'm doing the Ravens, baby. Let's go.
Ravens, okay. Game number two, the Lions.
All right, so we have, Greg, you took the Chiefs or the Ravens?
I took the Chiefs.
All right,
Chiefs.
So that's interesting. Three Chiefs, three Ravens.
That's right.
Right down the middle.
All right, Lions are plus 7.5 at San Francisco.
All right, I don't know if Detroit can beat San Francisco, but I sure as heck think they can stay within a touchdown. I'm taking the Lions. Okay. Pepe?
I'm taking the Lions, too, because San Francisco
almost lost
against Green Bay.
So on Detroit for Pepe. Michael Thompson?
The 49ers look shakier than the San Andreas Fault, so I'm going with the Lions.
Lions, okay.
All right, so wait, is anyone taking the Niners?
So far, no.
Yet.
Greg?
So I am taking the Niners because if the Niners are going to go to the Super Bowl, I think that they are going to win big. If they do not win big, they're going to lose. So I'm going with the Niners.
Oh, all right, okay. Laura.
Okay.
I did say bleep Detroit, but I do think they will beat. So I'm going to go with the Lions.
Okay, and I've already got money on the Lions plus the 7.5. So
this one is everybody except Greg.
Yeah, I'm going to win it with
this. Wow, we're all on the Lions except Greg.
That's right. I'm going to win it with that game.
Whoa. So, okay, here's what we're going to... Bergman, anybody that goes 2-0 gets $5,000 mythical dollars.
Okay.
If you go only if you go 2-0.
So I'm the only one with $5,000 mythical dollars? That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We'll
find out.
We'll see.
I want to remind everybody, pickleball. is coming up, and spots are going really fast. If you want to be in our 710 Pickleball Madness Tournament, it is March the 23rd. Many famous Americans, including me, born on that date. It's also, historically, the 20-year anniversary of Mason in Ireland. It's at the Agape Pickleball Center, Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. You can go to ESPNLA.com to sign up with your pickleball teammate. It's only $100. Beginners through intermediate-level players and co-ed teams are eligible. Again, sign up at ESPNLA.com. Are there still spots? Bergman?
Yes, there are still spots available.
Still spots available. ESPNLA.com if you want to be in the tournament with all of us here at 710.
All right. As Michael would say, I want to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Pretend you're at a game in the Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Okay. You're at a game and someone from the arena walks up to you and they say, Pepe, I'm going to give you two choices. Choice one is I'm going to hand you $400 and it's yours to keep.
Very nice.
Choice two, you don't take the $400, but I give you one half-court shot for $25,000. Do you take the $400 or the half-court shot?
The shot.
Michael?
The shot.
Mace?
$400.
Well, we've seen
Greg?
The way you shoot.
Yeah, we have seen it shoot. I'm 100% taking the half-court shot.
Laura?
Give me the 400.
Yeah. I'm with you. Give me the 400. I'm with Mace. You
money in
me.
The bank.
Money in hand. This actually
but
happened.
Wouldn't you wonder if I would have made it?
So, I wouldn't.
Absolutely.
This actually happened this week in Brooklyn, and here's how it went down.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. John, my man, we got $400. We're not done yet. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. You could keep $400 in your pocket, or you can shoot a shot at half court for $25,000.
Allie, I came with nothing. If I leave with nothing, I'm fine with it. Let's do it.
He said he's going for that half short. Let's go. Here we go. Take your time. Take your time. Give him the rock. Give him the rock. Whenever you're ready, $25,000.
It was an air ball that was 20 feet short.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you, it's hard to make that shot.
Yeah, it is, but if you can reach the rim, you got a shot at it.
Yeah, but Laura, and John all have $400.
We all have $400.
No, and you have nothing.
Yeah, but I'd be wondering. I wonder if I would have made it. I don't want to have that they haunting me the rest of the next
400 year. $400 I kind
of
paid
were
for.
One of 11 from three in your NBA career.
I made one.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, $400 is beer money, man.
That's true.
But it's surprising. You're not taking the money in hand. You have a kid.
I have a kid, and I could absolutely use the $400, but that's $25,000 that if I just happened to make that shot, I'm walking away with $25,000.
Don't get all cocky on me, Parker Bell, back there saying he would take the shot.
Yeah, he would. Yeah. He would take the shot.
No, he actually still plays ball, too. I mean, so he'd have a shot.
You can call it playing ball, but it's just being on the court.
Pepe, do you honestly think...
Pepe, you wouldn't even be able to get it to the rim.
You would not even be able to throw that ball to the rim.
Okay, in my life,
yeah,
I've taken a lot of chances.
Yeah.
And I know what is to take a chance. When you take a chance, what happens? Sometimes you make it, sometimes you don't. To me... If I take the shot and I make it good, if not,
Pepe, you go out to half court. They hand you the rock. Yeah. What are the odds that you make a half court
I'm
shot?
I'm not going to be thinking of the odds at that time.
I'm going to guess.
Michael, I have seen that shot may be made, but it's not very often.
Yeah, I'm going to guess less than 1% chance.
Okay, fine. I'll take the 1%. You'll never know.
So you're saying I have a chance?
There's a chance. There's exactly. A chance.
There you go.
Well, exactly. No, you got to go for it.
Pepe, you said you're taking big chances in life. What are the biggest chances? What's the biggest chance you've taken?
Lots of them.
Yeah, well, I would think the biggest one is when you left the airline business to go into broadcasting, right?
Very, very good, John.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
That's a pretty big jump.
Very good.
Yeah.
How'd you get it? Did you record yourself and then send it off? You have an audition tape? How'd you get it?
Okay. An opening for a radio thing in Orange County, they offered me that. I went over there and they said, you know what, we have everybody, but if you want to come, you want to nobody wants to cover the Lakers, you want to cover the Lakers, there is no money involved, I said, give me the credential.
Yeah,
nobody wants to cover the
Dodgers. Bet on yourself.
Nice.
Yeah,
nobody wants
you.
To cover the Dodgers, the Rams, the Angels, any other. They only wanted to do soccer, so I took all of that.
Yep.
And look where I am.
Yeah, look where he is. He's waving to the crowd.
There you go.
By the way, there's a promo running around that says Pepe, that Gary, the sign man at Crypto, is going to...
Sign guy.
Is putting up a sign. He's making a sign of wave to Pepe. Mm-hmm. We originally said it would be February the 8th, but we decided that's not the right night because that's Kobe night, so we'll do it on February the 9th.
Yeah, which is the second game of home back-to-back.
Okay, right. There's a guy on Instagram named Michael Morales, and he says, I'll be waving to Pepe tonight from the front row of section 112.
They always say that, then they never do it.
So look at 112.
Pepe, I will be staring at the front row of section 112.
Section 112 is right to our left.
To our right.
Yep.
Okay, and Michael, you're always saying that's not true. You're telling our listeners that they're liars?
Yes.
Yeah, no,
no,
Pepe.
They're not liars.
I've been looking. Yeah. I've been looking for somebody to wave back.
They wave back.
They do not.
They do.
Are you seeing things?
I waved back when I was there.
Yes, and no one joined you. And Greg was standing there gesticulating wildly. Okay, Wave to Pepe! Wave to Pepe!
I think I landed a plane. I was
It was you, Greg, and Laura, and no one else in the building.
You know what? It's pure envy. And now your envy is greener because I have a Funko.
Yeah, I know. I want a Funko Pop.
Yeah,
Ireland, I'm going to get you a Funko Pop.
Beautiful.
All right, coming up next.
I'm going to make my forehead smaller.
Do we want to? It's Friday.
No, it's Thursday, but thank you.
Oh, it feels tomorrow. Like Friday. Tomorrow's Friday?
It's Friday, Junior.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like Friday Eve. Mm-hmm. So
Friday Eve.
That's what Molly Caramel always says. All right, Snoop Dogg endorses a lot of different products, but there is one thing he will not do. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. By the way, he would make $100 million doing this, and he said no.
I'll do it.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. No, you won't. 710 ESPN.
All right. iSpot Active is a partner here at the station that has changed the way I ice. I'm an old guy, and I'm active, so my joints are always sore, and I needed a better way to ice. I hated sticking my foot in an ice bucket. I hated strapping giant ice bags onto my knees. It just doesn't work. iSpot Active has compression wear. They have shirts and they have pants where you put ice cold gel packs into the shirt, into the pants. You put them on for 20 minutes, and that's how you ice. It's a more effective and better way to ice. And if you're into cryotherapy, like I am, this is wearable cryotherapy. So you don't have to pay the $75 to $100 that it costs to go to a cryo place and stay in there for 3-4 minutes. This way, you just put these shirts on, you put these pants on, you leave them on for 20 minutes, and you feel better almost right away. And right now, for our listeners, I've talked the guys at iSpot into extending their flash sale so you can get 30% off. Go to the iSpot Active website, which is iSpotActive.com, I-C-E-B-O-D, active.com. You'll see James Worthy on there. You'll see a testimonial from a doctor. It'll answer any questions that you have. And when they ask you to enter a coupon code, enter FLASH710, all one word, no spaces, FLASH710. You do that, you'll get 30% off your first order. So check it out today. iSpot Active, iSpotActive.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is the Service Titan Shoot Around all-in-one. Service Titan is the all-in-one tech solution for contractors that connects your entire HVAC, electrical, and plumbing operation on a single software platform. Whenever we get Michael and Pep in here, it's the Service Titan Shoot Around, Lakers versus Bulls.
Now, you claim there is something that Snoop could do and make $100 million, correct, but he won't do it, and you say, I won't do it?
You will not.
You know, my love of $100 million knows no bounds, okay, right?
Are you willing to go on OnlyFans and do your business? Let your freak flag fly.
Be more specific. What would I have to do to get the money?
Sex stuff. You got to do sex stuff. You got to get naked. You got to put on a show.
I don't have to get completely naked, do I?
Don't you?
No, Lindsay has an OnlyFans page.
What was he offered?
What's the payoff?
No, he's offered $100 million, but what did he have to do?
He needed to show his thing.
Oh, he needed, I like that.
I couldn't do that.
For $100 million?
Well, for $100 million, I could.
You don't have to worry about anything at all.
You can retire after that, but nobody will see you again.
That's true.
Is it $100,000 you said?
He's in.
$100 million.
Give me $100 million. You secure the $100 million, and I retire on the spot and take it.
And people have to live with seeing that. All right.
Well, no, they'd have to pay to see that, and he's in Idaho, so who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. That's true. Michael, would you do it for $100 million?
Show your junk.
Show your junk.
And show your junk working.
You know how much money $100 million is?
$100 million.
No, let me think.
$190 million.
Would Julie let you?
No, I couldn't do it.
No,
I couldn't do it because it'll shame my family.
Okay. Pepe, $100 million.
I couldn't come on either.
My family would yell at me if I didn't.
No, because for the same reason, you know, I have a family.
I'm the only one that's going to do this. Greg, you wouldn't do it for $100 million?
Of course I would.
Okay.
What is Laura? $100 million?
I don't got a thing.
Yeah, but if you. You know, they say complete full frontal nudity, you in?
I can't.
Really?
No. Oh, my God, I am so in. I would do it for less than $100 million.
You might do it for $1 million.
I would do it for $1 million.
Million?
Sure. $1 million? Mm-hmm. Now, Bergman says that if I have an OnlyFans account and I'm doing stuff on there, that I would not be fired.
I would not fire you.
No,
Even if I was doing stuff on there.
Great. Yeah. Doesn't Lindsay have an OnlyFans page?
Yeah, but hers is very
G-rated.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I'm saying.
G-rated, not every... Yeah. No. OnlyFans page is X-rated.
Absolutely not. It's not. So there's actually ads now that they are doing stand-up comedy on OnlyFans.
But if I did stuff on there that was objectionable, would I not get fired?
I wouldn't fire you.
You are the boss.
Yep, he is the manager of audio operations.
Yeah. So would maybe people above me would fire you, but I doubt it.
Really?
I don't think they would.
If people are doing stuff on there, like there was that professor or that chancellor in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but he's in charge of kids.
He's in charge.
You're not in charge of any kids.
He and his wife put out their OnlyFans account.
Anybody. If you do whatever you do on your time to make money for yourself is your business.
Yeah, but you're also loosely tied to Disney, which may not.
Well, not even loosely, but completely.
Again, yeah, you are tied to Disney. They pay your checks.
Yes, they
have. You have a little mouse on your paycheck.
The checks are signed, yes.
Right, yeah, but I don't think they would actually say anything.
I've never subscribed to an OnlyFans account.
Neither have I. What am I missing?
I don't know.
I know Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, the one that dates...
Larsa?
Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Larsa Pippen.
Says that... Men in the Middle East pay her like $5,000 a month for her to just put non-naked pictures of herself.
Really?
On OnlyFans. Yeah.
Well, for that, if it's non-naked
pictures. The pictures are racy, but they're not nude.
Yeah, if they're not nude, that's a different thing, right? Then for $100 million, I think any of us would do it. Michael, you could just put up your old picture from when you were a kid, where you all ripped up, swole.
Yeah, exactly. No, I could. I don't think I could do it. I'd be too. I don't know who would want to see me anyway. And plus, I'd be too embarrassed, too shy. It'd be too weird.
If I had a good looking body, I might think that. I might be like, if I can retire.
Yeah, you could.
Well, for $100 million, you could.
Yeah, $100 million, absolutely.
And set up your family. Your family want to worry about money no more, Laura?
So,
people you want to take care of?
I want to ask you about families and how they get involved in the lives of athletes publicly.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
So, after the Cowboys were eliminated from the playoffs in an embarrassing fashion at home by the Green Bay Packers, CeeDee Lamb's mom went in on Dak Prescott on Facebook. She wrote, "Dak isn't it. I wish CeeDee would leave. They need to get rid of Dak's ass. It's guys on that team that want a ring. They work too hard. Dak don't want no ring."
Jeez.
Now, that was followed by a tweet from Tad Prescott, who is Dak's brother. He said, Cowboy fans, why continue to DM me? Trust me, if I could get Dak to leave Dallas, I would. I, too, want him out of Dallas. The city and organization have been great to him, and our family loves it, but done with the drama and the so-called fans. He loves his team, but wants to get rings. Okay?
My goodness.
Then Micah Parsons comes out and tweets this.
What was his brother?
Oh, Micah Parsons' brother comes out and tweets this. Dak should take less money on his new contract, take $40 million or pack ya bags.
Wow. Wow.
So this is, now Michael, you're sort of in this world a little bit. You've obviously your son is a gigantic NBA superstar. You are very careful about wading into his business. Here you are on the radio every day. We don't get any inside stuff about Clay. We don't get any inside stuff about the Golden State Warriors. Off the air, we know some stuff. But on the air, you're not coming out and saying that stuff. What do you think about families weighing in the way they are on Dak Prescott?
Totally inappropriate, totally unprofessional, uncalled for, immature. It's offensive towards Dak and his career. It's disrespectful to Dak and the Cowboys. And why are people, Mason, so disrespectful these days? Do you remember how long? He finally ended up winning two Super Bowls. But remember, it took about 12, 13 years for John Elway to win a Super Bowl?
Sure. So lost, four times?
Yeah, a lot of people want instant gratification right away. Dak is a good player. The Cowboys are a competitive team. Someday they're going to break through and win it. Give the man some time, even though he struggled so far. But it's going to happen eventually, I think, because they're that good. But yeah, for families to get involved like this and take their business out in public, that is totally wrong and disrespectful.
Here's what I don't get. So Dak Prescott's, CeeDee Lamb's mom has come out and said something. Micah Parsons' brother has come out and said something.
And Dak Prescott's brother has said something.
Defending his brother.
Where are the Cowboys? Where is Jerry and Stephen Jones just issuing a simple statement? Hey, Dak is our quarterback. The season didn't end the way we wanted it to. Every fan base is passionate, but Dak has our full unconditional support. How hard is it to say that? Because until you do, this is the story. Everything you just read, Mace, is the story. Because nobody else is doing the talking.
Right.
They're letting C.D. Lamb's mom and Dak
where is C.D. Lamb? C.D. Lamb should come out and say, hey, my mom is wrong. Yeah.
No,
Micah
Parsons did that. Micah Parsons came out and said, my brother speaks for himself. I love the Cowboys, and this is my team, and I'll be here. But no one is supporting Dak. CeeDee Lamb's not supporting Dak. Mike McCarthy's not supporting Dak. Jerry and Stephen Jones aren't supporting Dak. If I'm Dak, I'm like, hey, where are you
guys?
So
what would the statement look like? It would be just like, Dak is our quarterback.
And that's it.
We're moving on.
No, Dak is our quarterback. I know a lot of fans are frustrated, but the only person that decides what happens with our contracts is me.
Jerry Jones. I think you're right, and I think that for family to be saying that is totally not good.
Yeah,
I mean they should just stop. That's remember we were talking about.
If my mom did that, I would literally. If my mom said something like, Steve Mason is a jerk, and I wish my son would leave him.
My feelings would be so hurt.
And I would literally come out the next day and say, my mom speaks for herself,
and
I don't share her opinions. I love her. She's my mom, but I wish she would shut up.
But we were talking about social media.
Yeah.
And remember what I said? Social media has changed because it's open to people that just decide to put something there,
You want to control free speech?
No, it's not a free speech. It's a matter of saying things that are not right. I mean, like CeeDee Lamb.
If Michael came out and said something like that, Julie would kill him.
Yeah, of course.
Clay will disown
him. Well, no, your wife would lock the door. You would be sleeping in my guest room.
You brought up free speech. They're certainly free to do it, but there are implications when you are throwing your quarterback
under
the bus.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, you're wrong.
How am I wrong? You say you want to limit what people say?
No, yeah, I'm not limiting. I'm just saying that people take advantage of this. They throw the rock and then they hide.
Right.
Well, but Pepe, here's the thing. If somebody is attacking one of their teammates. That's very easy to stand up for that teammate. No, where are the Cowboys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where is management? Where are the other players? Or why are they letting Dak twist in the wind?
Or should they make CD Lamb's? Why make that relevant? Why allow that to dominate?
Because it's the story until you change it. The story, right. You brought this up for a reason.
Because it's good, say, good people, content.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, people are saying, well, does CD feel that way too? Because is that what he
said?
CD
has not said anything.
No, so he should come
out. He should come out right away.
Is anybody in Cowboy management? Mm-hmm. And it's like they're just letting Dak twist in the wind. It's they're not being good teammates.
The one that should say something is Jerry Jones.
I agree.
Yes. Jerry Jones needs to wade into this.
Jerry Jones would show up to the opening of a phone book.
Sure.
I mean, Jerry Jones is on the radio every week in Dallas. Jerry, get your guy. You're paying him. By the way, do you guys know that Dak is more set up, has more leverage going into the next season as a quarterback than maybe anybody in NFL history?
How so?
He has a no-trade clause, and they can't franchise him. He has a no franchise clause, and
interesting.
And he has he makes $59 million next year.
Right, they have to pay him that.
Right, so he could just sit there and do nothing, mm-hmm. or he could go to them and say, "Go ahead, I'm waiving my no trade, I'm waiving my no franchise, whatever."
Well, I don't think he's going anywhere. I mean,
right? I mean, he's holding all the cards.
You know, it's funny.
He can do whatever he wants.
I heard we both watched Get Up. I watched Dan Orlovsky last week, and he was talking about. He said, don't pay great money to good quarterbacks.
Which everybody does.
Which I think everybody does. Mm-hmm. Now, is Dak a great quarterback or is he a good quarterback? Good. I know you don't like... He's good.
He's good.
So do you pay great money to a good quarterback?
For a minute there, he was pretty good. Daniel Jones for the Giants. He was all right. And they paid him $40 million.
That's a great case of great money for... And not even a good quarterback.
Right. Well, the Rams paid Jared Goff a year too early.
Yep.
A lot of people... get paid a year too. Kyler Murray, I think, got paid too early.
Yeah, sure did.
That position you have.
But
to
Mace, I don't think that's the right question to be asking if you're Dallas.
Okay.
I think the question you need to ask is: if we don't pay Dak, who's our quarterback?
That's right. Well, Trey Lance. Do they believe in him?
Oh, come on.
You don't think he's any good, Mace?
No.
But I mean, you're gonna with a team with Super Bowl aspirations. Yeah. You're gonna give the ball to Trey Lance.
There's literally an open quarterback job in San Francisco. They traded.
You're gonna be
away.
Kidding?
Yeah, me. I know. Trey Lance couldn't beat out Brock.
Yeah,
Purdy.
He couldn't beat out Brock.
Brock sort of did the Tom Brady. Just came out of nowhere, right?
He was the last player picked in the draft.
I don't think Trey Lance is ever gonna make an impact in
really?
The I don't.
Yeah.
You don't think he could be a Jordan Love or it's going to take
if
him a few
great,
years?
If he was great, would you not see him on the field somewhere by now?
I mean...
How many years? Is it third year?
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah, no, it's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. All right, coming up next, the most expensive meal that I've ever seen.
Really?
Ever seen. I've got the receipt. I'll tell you about it coming up next. It's BB Go Fifth Row Fridays. Something we say today will be on the big quiz on Friday at 3:30. And make sure you're listening Friday. You got to take notes. Got to figure this out. You can be in the fifth row at Lakers Narlins February the 9th. That's the night that Gary the Sign Man has the wave to Pepe sign. It's all courtesy BB Go, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. And let me tell you about Jacob and Ronnie. Sports is full of rivalries, right? Teams usually kick it up a notch in rivalry games. You know who my friend Jacob's rival is? The insurance companies. And every day is a rivalry game for Jacob. It's okay because Jacob has scouted the competition and knows what they're going to try to do. He is able to counteract their attempts to lowball you, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Jacob's able to cover your medical expenses, your car rental, get you a settlement that you deserve. He's been doing this for 25 years now. Experience matters when you're dealing with the insurance companies. Don't take a chance. Call Jacob. Let him continue to beat his rival on your behalf. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember...
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com and don't forget to follow Call Jacob on Instagram. It's at call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I don't eat a lot of fancy meals. I went to Nobu once.
Ooh, what is it, just you and your date? Or
yeah, just me and Juan.
How much did it cost?
It cost $600.
Wow.
It was a lot of money. It was delicious.
Oh, yeah. The
food's
great.
Never go back. Would never go spend $600 again.
What about the liquor? What kind? Did you get expensive wine?
No, we're not big drinkers.
So it was mostly just food?
Mostly just food. Wow. $600.
It's very expensive, but it's delicious.
It's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think it's going to be delicious because it's just little slices of fish in sauce, but yeah. Oh my God.
And you pay for the ambiance. You might be sitting next to the Kardashians. Maybe sitting next to...
It was so dark, I couldn't see anybody there. So there's a restaurant called Salt Bay here in L.A. Have you guys are familiar with this?
I don't think so.
This one, the one that you're talking about, is actually in Dubai.
Right, but there is one in L.A., right?
Yes, there is one in Dubai.
Okay, so Salt Bay has a Dubai location. And I've got a receipt here from January the 20th, and I'm going to tell you what they ordered.
Okay.
Beef carpaccio. How much do you think?
I would say $65.
$275.
I was just
more than
say
that, then. Filet mignon covered with gold flakes.
Ooh, that's
edible gold flakes.
I'm going to say that's $500.
$700.
I'd say $375.
$1,000.
Whoa.
Jeez.
How about French fries? Just an order of French fries.
French fries.
$100.
$85.
$200.
No, now it's a bargain. $50.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this? Four porn star martinis. I'm assuming this is like their high level martini. Four of them.
I'll figure each one for $50, $200 for the four.
Okay.
I'll say $600.
$600?
I'd say $70 a piece, so that's $280.
It's $480 for four martinis. There's a bottle
$120 each.
There's a bottle of Petrus 2009. Ooh, does anybody know what that is?
Yeah, I've heard of that before, so I'm going to guess
$5,000. Pepe?
$6,000.
John?
I'll go high on that, $7,000.
How about $189,000?
We're a little low.
$189,000.
Is that like cure disease?
For a bottle of wine, are you kidding me?
Oh my goodness.
Now this, I like stuff like this. Okay. Still water, five still waters.
Just regular water.
Regular still
out of the
water.
Bottle.
Yep.
$25 each.
Okay.
Just water,
I'd say $40 each.
I'll go 50 each.
The total, $250 for five still waters.
Oh, I hit it on the number.
Yeah. The tip on this thing was, what do you think the tip was?
Well, if they're talking about 30%.
Well, do you have to give them the total first?
I'll give you the total first. The total, $398,630.
So that's $90,000.
It's almost 7,000.
By the way, Michael's totally on this. It is $90,000. How did you know that?
30%.
Yeah. So the total bill at this restaurant, Salt Bay, $398,630. It's basically $400,000 for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of person spends? You can eat really well for not a lot of money.
That is sinful.
It is awful, right?
I know some billionaires, that's $300 to some billionaires like Steve Ballmer, whatever. But that's still sinful to do that. Unless you are feeding thousands and thousands of people, then you just want to spoil yourself. That's the only way I could eat that and not feel guilty.
I would feel so guilty spending that much money on dinner.
Because you don't have the money.
Well, whether I did or not.
Yeah, even if you can afford
like,
it.
I went to Nobu. I felt kind of guilty about going to Nobu.
Well, what happens is the people that spend that much money, they have billions,
trillions,
and billions
right.
of dollars.
But it's still, think about how many people you could help for $400,000.
I agree. And probably they help people.
Maybe they do help them.
Maybe they do.
And this is their way to spoil themselves.
But it's just totally wasteful. I always remember, we talk about billionaires. When I owned my movie theaters out in Palm Springs, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have homes out there. And they would come to my movie theaters. They would just walk up to the box
couple
office,
of regular guys.
Buy a ticket, go into the theater.
In, huh?
No special seating. Mm-hmm. They were just like regular guys, which always impressed me.
No
Warren
bodyguards?
Buffett, what's that?
No bodyguards.
No bodyguards. Wow. No, just the two of them to the theater. It's me, Warren, and it's me, Bill. It was fantastic.
I like that too.
I like that. I bet those guys aren't spending $400,000 on dinner.
Warren Buffett still lives in his same house he always had in Omaha.
Isn't that amazing?
Just a regular little home.
Yeah.
And he's worth, what, a couple hundred billion probably?
Yeah. Oh, a lot.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Game of Games, and Pepe Montilla has the game today.
Oh, Potpourri of Lies.
It is Potpourri of Lies, and it is critical that I win today to keep any small hope alive, because this is the last show Michael and I do for until February 6th, because we're going Greg on the Grammy trip.
Six.
So, Michael, what is the theme of today's game?
I mean, Pepe.
Oh, Pepe. I'm sorry.
It's potpourri. What do you want me to tell you? The team. You always ask me this dumb question.
I wanted to see if you wanted to give us a little hint.
No, I mean,
it's a potpourri.
I think that
is easy for bright minds. All of you are very, very smart, and some of you are not.
I'll take Ingrid Bergman for 100.
Yeah, and
Gina Lola Brigida. That is my first guess.
No Russian authors either.
Gina Manelli.
Claudette Colbert. Yeah.
Claude Rains.
you're talking in a language that he doesn't understand.
There you go. You know Claudette Colbert.
Gloria Swanson.
Gloria Swanson. There's another one. All right, so we'll do Potpourri of Lies. Coming up next, it is Pepe's game. We'll do it on Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, I turn things over now to the great Pepe Mantilla, who's got his potpourri of lies for us. We've got me, Michael, Ireland, Laura, Bergman, and I think Laura holds the lead right now.
Right
for
by
this
one.
Yes, she does.
And this is worth two today, right?
Worth two today.
Come on, Pepe. I need the win.
What do you got?
Here is the envelope.
Oh, okay. He brings the envelope.
The hermetically sealed envelope is now being presented.
Yep.
I'm going to open the envelope, and the questions are
inside the envelope.
Yeah, that's right. Very good. Very good.
You never have like a plain white envelope. Where do you get these envelopes?
Yeah.
I don't have white envelopes.
Okay.
All right. Good to know.
So Pepe is unfolding the potpourri of lies,
and
which is a
that,
tradition here.
Not only that, the questions are different. Totally different from one to the other.
Right? Okay.
All right, here we go.
Maybe a couple of them are
the
similar.
The definition of potpourri.
This is easy for people that love sports and know about the sports.
Not
only what happened yesterday, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because the sport's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
I don't know what that's about, but what's the question?
Sports has been around
against
for a long
time. What team did Joe DiMaggio end his hitting streak? Detroit, Baltimore, or Cleveland?
Laura, Detroit, Baltimore, or Cleveland?
I'll go with Cleveland.
Greg?
I think out of those, Cleveland makes the most sense.
Mace?
Where things go to die. Cleveland.
I'm going to go Detroit. Michael?
Baltimore.
It is Cleveland.
Yeah.
Okay. Laura, Greg, and Mace are on the board.
Okay.
Worth two.
Yeah. Another baseball.
Okay, baseball. Got it.
When was the first modern World Series held? What year?
Okay. Modern World Series.
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you.
1902, 1903, or 1904?
Two, three, or four, Greg?
Two, three, or four. Let's go with four.
Mace.
Show me three.
It's two, three, or four?
Yes.
Give me two. Michael.
Four.
Laura.
Two.
It is three.
Yes.
You got it. Anybody else get it?
Nope. Just
all right. Just Mason. Mason has a lead 2-1.
Yes.
Over Laura and Greg.
What teams play in that World Series? The White Sox, the Chicago Cubs, the New York Giants against Philadelphia Athletics, or Boston against Pittsburgh?
All right, Mace is you.
I'm going to go Boston versus Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go Chicago versus Chicago.
Sox Cubs.
Laura.
Chicago versus Chicago.
Greg.
I'm with Mace, the Boston Pittsburgh.
All right, Pepe, what's the answer?
It is Boston Pittsburgh.
Hey. Okay, so Mason's kind of running away with this.
I'm only one back.
Michael, are you awake?
Michael and I don't have any points.
King of the potpourri over here.
I'm one back, right?
I'm one back.
Yeah, Mason 3, Greg 2, Laura 1, John and Michael zip.
Who's next to answer first?
Me.
Okay. Who won the Oscar for Best Director for the movie The Treasure of the Sierra Madre? William Wyler, John Huston, or George Cukor?
John Huston. Michael.
Huston.
Laura.
I'll go with the boys. Huston.
Greg.
Sure, Huston.
Mace.
I think it is Huston.
It is Huston.
Yes. Yeah.
I told you some of the questions were going to be easy.
Yes, yes.
That was not easy.
That was not an easy question. But
everyone just copied me.
No, it's a movie from the 1950s, I think. So it's not a gimme.
Michael goes first this time. Go ahead.
Okay. Give me a good one.
Especially for
do something
Mike.
Black.
Very good. Very good one for you, Michael.
All right.
Who wrote the novels Demian, Siddhartha, and Steppenwolf?
Mm-hmm.
Paolo Coelho, Hermann Hesse, or Indira Dangi?
What was the name of the book again?
It's three books. Demian, Siddhartha, and Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf?
Yes.
Yeah. So what are the give us the three choices again?
Paolo Coelho.
Coelho.
Hermann Hesse.
Hesse.
Or Indira Dangi.
I'll go with Hesse.
Laura.
I'm going to go with the second.
It's Hesse.
Hesse.
Greg.
I'm Hesse.
Okay. Mace.
It is Hesse.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, because Steppenwolf is German.
I'll go Hesse.
It is Hesse.
Yes.
Okay.
I was trying to throw you guys off by being really confident.
Yeah.
You
Steppenwolf is German.
By the way, Siddhartha, one of my favorite books.
One of my favorite books.
Yeah. So, all right, Pepe. That was good, Pepe.
All right, Pepe, how many are left?
Give me another one.
You got a few more?
I have five, so another five.
Okay.
Okay, this is for who's
Laura. Goes
Laura.
First.
Okay, Laura. We all know that J.D. Salinger wrote The Catcher in the Rye, but what does the J and D in his name stand for?
Mm.
John Daniel, Joseph Donald, or Jerome David?
The first one.
What's the first one, Pepe?
John Daniel.
John Daniel.
Okay. Greg.
John Daniel.
Mace.
Oh, man, I got it wrong.
Yeah, of course. I have not.
John Daniel.
Ooh.
Oh,
maybe we did.
Okay, maybe we did it.
What are the other two?
Joseph Donald and Jerome David.
I'm going to go Jerome David. Michael.
Me too. David.
You copycat. It's Jerome David.
Okay.
Oh, we know.
Michael and I made up one. All right, so here's the score. Mason, 5. Greg, 4. Laura, John, and Michael, all 3. So it's tight.
So it's getting okay. Good.
All right, here we go.
This should be easy for you.
Thanks.
What mountain peak is the farthest from the center of the earth?
Okay.
Mount Everest, Mount Chimborazo, or Mount K2 Karakoram?
Greg.
Farthest from the center of the earth.
Farthest from the center of the earth. Well, K2 and Everest are very close to each other. The other one.
What's the third one?
What's that second one? It was something.
The second one is Chimborazo, and the other one is
Chimborazo.
K2.
I'll go with Chimborazo.
All right, Chimborazo for Greg. Mace.
K2.
I'm also going to go K2. Michael.
Because of the thickness of the mantle, it's Chimborazo.
Laura.
Ooh, I am going to go with Greg and MT, Chimborazo.
It is Chimborazo.
Oh, hey, Michael,
I told you you were
all right. All my geography. So
I'm tied. Yeah.
You are, and Laura is one back. Okay, how many are left, Pepe?
Two more.
Two more and a tiebreaker. Right.
I'm on the ropes here. Here we go.
Okay, so
I get to go last.
Next one is very easy. Okay.
Yeah.
Who wrote the Jungle Book? The book.
Greg.
Okay.
Wait,
no.
All right, wait a minute.
No, wait.
Do not give any. Greg, go ahead.
Rudyard Kipling.
No. Okay.
Okay, that's one of the choices.
Three more. Okay.
Pause.
Are we not doing that one?
Robert Louis Stevenson. Yeah. Eve Tufayi or Rudyard Kipling.
All right, so Greg got it. And like, how many questions are left?
Two more.
I'm out.
Rudyard Kipling.
So do I get that point?
Everybody gets the point.
Everybody
got that point.
Okay. Well, he paused and was just sitting there.
No, it's okay.
It was a buzz in.
It's my bad.
He made it sound like it was a buzz in.
Didn't he? I Am I right?
Yeah, everybody got it.
I'm not saying anything.
All right. There are two. Okay. There are,
and by the way, Ireland.
There are two left.
Don't complain.
Yes.
I'm not complaining.
Okay.
No. You were saying like, oh, you don't know who it is.
No, but are you? That sounded like a complaint.
Wait,
to me.
Who's complaining?
Absolutely not a complaint.
No,
it's complaining about me.
It's not a complaint.
Well, it's not about the game.
Right. I have two more.
All right, then I'm not dead yet. Okay. All right, so let me give the standings. Greg 6, Mason 6, Laura 5, Michael 5, John 4. Here we go.
What was the first novel for adults written by J.K. Rowling? The Philanthropist, The Casual Vacancy, or The Fantastic Nightmare?
Mace.
The Casual Vacancy?
That's one of the answers?
Yes, that's
Greg.
Right.
Casual Vacancy.
Laura.
The Vacancy one.
Michael.
Who's J.K. Rowling? But I'll go with Vacancy.
Harry Potter.
I need to do one of the other ones. Pepe, what were the other two?
Philanthropist or Fantastic Nightmare?
I think it is The Vacancy one, but I'll do Philanthropist.
Okay. So it's Vacancy.
Yes. Okay, so I'm out.
All right.
Everybody else is in. Greg and Mace lead Michael and Laura by one. So
I went first that time. Greg has to go first this time. Yeah.
Okay.
I gave you Rudyard Kipling.
Who's going to go first?
Greg.
Okay. I'm going first.
You should know this, Greg. Yeah. If not, shame on you. There is two more. Okay?
Now there's two more.
Wait. Two more. I'm sorry.
Okay. Then I'm back in.
Wait, you guys are making me nervous. Okay.
You're a professional, Pepe.
Pepe, do you have a tiebreaker?
Yes.
Okay. There are two more and a tiebreaker?
Two more and the tiebreaker.
Right, I'm back in.
His own game was confusing.
Yeah. No, it's not a complaint. That is a complaint. 1 point.
I
thought it was a good line.
Commissioner, complaint. Complain.
I'm supposed to say,
the judge and jury.
Complain.
No. Okay.
Take 1 point away from
me. No, wait a minute. Pepe has ruled that was a complaint. I thought it was a good line, so I'm voting no complaint. Greg?
Pepe ruled complaint.
All right, Laura?
It's his birthday next week. I'm going to say no complaint.
I'm with Pepe.
Oh, it's split 3-3.
All right, so it's tied.
It's actually 3-2 because Michael's not judging.
I don't get the vote.
So wait, Pepe, Mace, and Greg. So yeah, you lose one.
You lose one. Right. Sorry, Michael.
So next time, think before you say
All right,
anything.
So Michael, you and I have to get both these right. All right, here we go.
Where was Shohei Ohtani born in Japan and what place in Japan?
Okay.
Bisen Okayama, Fukuki, Japan, or Oshu, Iwate, Japan?
Mace.
Fukuki.
Greg.
I just wanted to say it.
Yeah.
Give me them one more time.
Bisen, Fukuki, or Oshu, Iwate?
The third one, Oshu. Can't say it.
Yes, the
third
one. Laura. I'm going to go with the first one because I got to go against them. So.
Mm-hmm. That leaves Michael and I are out because you guys took all three choices.
Yeah, okay, right, so we're going to have a winner. We will have a winner.
Oh, no, there's one more after this.
Oh. All right, what's the answer?
Oshu Iwate.
So Greg has the lead.
Now I need it.
And Laura's out.
Damn it!
Michael, this is down to Greg and Mace. And Greg has to go first.
I have a lead.
Here we go.
Yeah. I thought I had to go opposite. Damn it.
Okay. Who's going to answer first?
Greg.
Me. Greg.
Okay. Greg.
This is in respect to Michael.
To Michael. Okay.
This is his theme song. Who wrote the song Something Stupid? Neil Sedaka, C. Carson Parks, or Burt Bacharach?
Greg?
Something Stupid. Let's go with Burt Bacharach.
All right, Mace, you got what are the other two choices, Pepe?
Neil Sedaka or C. Carson Parks?
C. Carson Parks.
What is the answer, Pepe?
Who? Are you tied?
Yeah.
No. Mace is one down.
I'm one down.
Ooh, it's tied now.
Yeah.
We go to the tiebreaker.
It's a two-man tiebreaker.
I should have known to do that. That was the only weird one.
Bergman and Mason. Here we go. Greg, you got something to write down?
No, I'll have it in my head.
Okay. I'll just go to you first.
Okay. So
write it down.
This was open, Laura.
This is a number you can go over or under.
Closest wins.
The closest. How many languages has the Harry Potter series been translated?
What series?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Oh, oh Greg, you should know this.
No, I know the books.
Harry Potter expert.
You had the Harry Potter.
And so the question is, how many languages?
Yes, how many languages?
All right, Mace, you got a number written down?
I do.
Greg, okay, what is your guess?
722.
722, Mace?
23.
Yeah.
Without the 700?
Yeah.
700 languages? Come on, man.
we had one that had like 1,000 languages.
Yeah, but
Bergman, you violated our creed. You let Mason take the lead. How many languages are there?
85.
That's what I said, 85.
No.
Greg, you know, I did this for you because
you're always
in the case that you don't bring.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I am leading the month.
You leapfrog Laura, and you're up one.
Dang it.
Pepe, excellent game.
Excellent game because you won.
Yes. Worst game ever.
Yeah, I love
what
that
do you mean
game.
Worst?
I love that game. Just to make sure you don't win.
All right,
let's hit the super stager. Real quick, got to mention, Game of Games is brought to you by our friend Jacob Imrani. If you're involved in an accident, remember to call Jacob.com. All right, Shidano's here, Cappy's here, Pepe's here, MT's here. What's going on, guys?
I just want to start off by saying that John Ireland and I use the same mic.
And I'm filing a protest in that game.
I can't hear anything that George is saying.
I'm the judge.
I just made
denied. It's going to be like that Portland game the other day. Denied.
Write your complaint on ice, please.
Yes. So Cappy, what's going on, man?
I think we lost him.
Mm-hmm. Did we lose Cappy?
No, he's there.
I'm here. I just, you know, the thing is I was saying to Laura, I was like, Ireland and I use the same microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, Morales was telling me that I sounded really bad.
Mm.
And you guys all sound great, but Ireland sounds horrible.
No, Ireland sounds
right now
good.
I do.
Just
Ireland
telling
sounds
you.
Sounds fine to me.
Yeah, sounds
and,
fine.
And
even, I'm in the Shidano. Chair that you're normally in, Cap.
Right, and you sound very hollow and off mic to me, and so does Shidano.
Huh.
It's weird.
No, they sound totally warm to me.
Okay. Yeah, I think you may
you
have,
only said the
I
worst.
Think you might have to get your ears checked.
Too many Cappy casts for you. You've lost track of things. Yeah, they sound so.
Everybody
they,
else
the mics
great.
Sound fine.
I mean, look, right. Cappy's had a rough day. I had to flag his social media today.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah, I just I don't think we want to say it, right? Or do we want to say it?
Oh, no, we do because it was actually a fortunate moment he found himself.
Oh, nice.
So Cappy has a new endorsement with Abner Gat.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Took a picture.
What is that?
Go ahead, Cappy. Explain it to John real quick.
Abner Gat, he's a public insurance adjuster. So in other words, if you have a problem in your house, like a leak or something, mm-hmm. and then the insurance is going to tell you that they're going to pay you $10,000, but $10,000 is not enough because it's going to cost $100,000 to fix the whole problem, Abner Gat goes in there and starts kicking ass.
Right, yeah, and taking names. So anyway, so we met Abner yesterday. I took a picture with him. Cappy took a picture with him. So Cappy posted the picture in the Circle of Trust. Except he took a screenshot of it, which also had the number, a phone number on top of it. And I immediately called him. I said, dude, did you just post that guy's cell phone number on the in the community?
Oh, wow.
With your screen grab? And he's freaking out. And he's like, oh, no, that's actually the number he wants the people on the commercial that we do to call. So it actually worked out in his favor.
Right.
But it was
was not his home
it's
number.
His no, it's cell.
So, so Mason what almost is, gave his we, personal cell doing a read this
yeah,
week.
Yeah,
right.
No, the other day I was like, give us a call 310.
Yeah, no, he does it. He
almost did it.
818-917-5256 is the number that he actually picks up the phone.
Right.
But the weirdest thing is that George is like, dude, do you realize that you put his cell phone on Twitter? And I looked at the pictures in my phone that I used. I still can't figure it out. To this minute, I still can't find how it is, because it wasn't really a screen grab. It was like I actually downloaded the picture that he sent me, but he sent it to me from WhatsApp.
Right.
So I don't know. It's so very weird. But he doesn't care.
Screen grab.
He wants you to call that number no matter what. So I was like, keep it up.
Yeah. But it was funny because I thought he was giving away the client's personal number.
Personal phone number. Yeah.
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 Which would have been a very Cappy move.
It would have.
It's still a Cappy move because I still can't figure out how it happened.
Yeah. You're so bad at technology. How is that possible? How is it Michael and Pepe are better at technology mm-hmm. than you?
That's right.
Probably Dejors.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. It is Dejors.
Dejors.
That'd be my guess.
So much mileage out of that. Yeah. That's so funny.
Michael, you were
so
going to say something before Cappy jumped in. You were going to ask a question. I don't know what it was. Mm. But then Cappy interrupted.
Cappy always interrupts me.
Sorry, Michael, I didn't hear you,
makes
man.
Makes you lose your train of thought.
Your mic sounds great, though.
Thank you.
See, well, his mic sounds great. Yeah, he's got his own microphone.
Right. So nobody can spit on it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a spitter.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
No, I'm
see,
not.
See, but what I try and do is I try and be respectful to Ireland and to Slee. So what I do is I put one of those microphone covers on.
Yeah.
So that when John, if John chooses to spit all over it, that's fine. That's his microphone. I just cover his mic.
Hey, right. Fellas, let's talk about something serious here.
Okay.
You know, if he's healthy,
mm-hmm.
and what John Allen and I saw the other night, I think Kawhi Leonard's the best player in basketball.
I said this yesterday.
I totally agree with you.
He's one of them, for sure.
I mean, I know Embiid's up there, too, but Kawhi Leonard, just he has no weakness.
And he's not missing games this year.
Yeah.
I said that on the air.
Pepe, you think he's the best player?
Okay.
I think he's one of the best
players. One of the best, for sure.
So, all right, this makes for an interesting debate, because this year the All-NBA teams are positionless. So we can put Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid
together
on the first team together.
Right.
All right, so assume those two get two of the spots. I think Boston's going to have the best record.
So Tatum's got to be in there.
Tatum gets a third spot.
I think SGA should be in there.
SGA absolutely should be in there. See, it's fourth.
Maybe Edwards.
So the last spot, you're down to Luka, who's having a monster year, yeah. or Kawhi, who's having a monster year.
Kawhi's way better than Luka.
What about Ant-Man? I mean, he's got the number one seed.
They don't play defense like Kawhi.
No, I know. But
I think it's Kawhi.
Yeah.
Kawhi's got to be first team. Over Luka. If he keeps this up.
I think Luka and Edwards got to slide to the second team.
Yeah.
And that's brutal because they're both having monster years.
Kawhi dominates on both ends of the floor, man. Luka, Pepe can score on him.
Prior to the
and by the way, we didn't even mention Steph.
Yes. So wait a minute. So what are the bigs you've got on?
Jokic and Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum.
Locks.
Or locks. I think SGA is a lock.
So Giannis is second team.
Ooh, you forgot about Giannis.
I think so.
Yeah. Don't you think Giannis is better than Jason Tatum?
I think Jason can get the first team over Jason Tatum.
Yeah, but Jason Tatum's going to be the best player on the team with the best record. That guy's always first team All-NBA.
Giannis will have better numbers than him, and he'll be the second seed. You know?
Yeah.
So, Cappy, you're not in the league. What do you think?
Well, I want to go back to Kawhi Leonard for a second, because mm-hmm. I thought that was a very interesting point you just made about could Kawhi Leonard be the best all-around player mm-hmm. in the league. And I'll just ask you guys on, today's Thursday. On Tuesday night, Anthony Davis scored 26 points in the first three quarters. The Lakers desperately needed Anthony Davis to carry them in the fourth quarter.
Right.
You got no scoring out of Anthony Davis, and what I found really amazing about it was Kawhi Leonard who was pushing him all around the floor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And but keeping him really far away from the basket.
Point of information here, he did not play for the first 5 minutes of the fourth. They sat him until the 7 minute mark of the fourth quarter.
And every time Davis got the ball, he got triple teamed.
Yeah, but listen, all I'm getting at is this, is that I'm looking at it, I'm going, AD, you got to get close to the basket, and I'm watching Kawhi body him up, and he can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Kawhi's an incredibly strong player.
Yeah, he is.
His center of gravity is amazing for a player of his stature. I mean, he's not small, like 6'7" or whatever he is, but he's just as strong as strong can be.
So here's another interesting thing with this All-NBA.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to Tyrese Halliburton for getting a starter's nod.
Oh, you got
all-star.
Oh,
yeah, nice. It's Lillard and Halliburton in the backcourt, and Embiid, Giannis, and Tatum up front are the East starters.
Yeah.
They're going to announce the West starters here in a minute. But this will be the first year where this plays in. Embiid, who might win MVP, might be ineligible. You have to play 65 games this year, and he's already missed 11.
Yeah.
So he can only miss six more,
and
we got half the season.
Yeah.
And he says, Joel says, he doesn't care about the awards. He just wants to be ready for the postseason because he's never even been in the conference finals.
Right.
So it may open up another one of those spots if he misses six more games.
Right.
Which will be
so
weird.
So if he misses those games, then MVP would go to?
Jokic.
Jokic again.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. It would be fascinating if you get Philly and Milwaukee in the second round.
Yeah,
that would be very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Cappy, you're not in the league. What do you think?
But he plays like he is.
Did we lose Cappy?
No, we lost Cappy?
No, we didn't lose me. Oh. I was the second time you asked the same question.
Because
I don't understand.
You're falling asleep every time. We were talking about something else.
Yeah,
so
question.
I thought, I want to make sure you're included in the conversation.
Well, I think that's a hell of an inclusive thing to do, Mace. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Starters, LeBron James, the first person.
Okay, LeBron.
Yeah. This is most votes on the West.
Isn't this his 21st All-Star game?
20th. He didn't make it his first year.
Yeah, that was wrong, too. He should have made it.
Well, Wemby's not going to make it this year.
No, but he's not having the rookie yet that LeBron had.
No, okay. But
it is in the past. It's gone.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
Michael,
it's in the past. Yeah, don't talk
Michael,
about that.
You're going to think I'm crazy.
KD, 14th All-Star selection.
You're going to think I'm crazy, but go back and look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Carmelo should have won Rookie of the Year and that LeBron's year? Rookie Year.
Really?
Yeah, he had a better year. LeBron was just LeBron, and everybody said, well, we can't not vote for LeBron. And I think that's how Wemby's going to win it this year, even though I would vote for Chet Holmgren.
Holmgren is better.
Yeah.
So it's LeBron and KD so far.
And your guy
Hawkins
will probably be third.
Right.
Yeah.
And now he's doing commercials with Jimmy Butler.
Good for
Hotels.com.
You mean Thomas.
Yes.
Thomas.
Oh, Holmgren. That's right. Thomas Holmgren.
The Spanish guys can't say Chet.
No.
Jokic is the second guy they've announced for the West.
And KD.
Oh, so third.
KD, LeBron, and Jokic.
All right, so who's going to be in the backcourt in the West? I think it's going to be Steph.
Luka.
Yep.
And Luka.
Yeah, Steph and Luka.
Unless... Boy, Anthony Edwards and Shea deserve it.
Oh, man, they do.
This is fan voting, or is this...
No. This is...
Combination of fan voting and player
50%
voting?
50% fans, 25% players, 25% coaches, or media?
Yeah, coaches.
Media.
Okay.
Media.
Do you have a vote, George?
I do not.
No.
So the guards are going to be hard, because the biggest names are Steph and Luka.
Right.
The guys who are having the best season... are Edwards and Shea.
And I believe those two, Steph and Luka, won the fan vote. Yeah. Convincingly.
Right.
Yeah.
And Shea might be, depending on where Oklahoma City finishes, might be an MVP candidate.
Oh, yeah.
I would vote.
He averages third in the league in scoring. He averages 33 points a game. And he leads the league in steals.
Yeah.
And that team is really good.
Yeah. Luka.
Yeah. And so the last one's either going to be Steph or Shea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be Steph.
Yeah, it'll be Steph.
Yeah. Right. Steph killed me
Michael,
last night.
Stu says, don't bother bringing the cake.
Why?
I have banana bread. So Stu is eating your birthday banana bread from Nicole Shaw.
Yeah, I have to get some of that, too.
Yeah.
And
why did he kill me last night, Michael?
Who?
Steph killed me. I needed 27.5 points last night on Prize Picks. He only got me 25.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Oh, so you missed by 1-3.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
One more three, and you would have been
DeJounte Murray, now all of a sudden I'm paying attention to him.
Winning last night?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah.
They blew him out.
Yeah, I needed 7.5 assists from DeJounte
Murray.
You
know, in a weird way, the Warriors may kind of come together over the death of their coach.
Did you guys see the...
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Shai. Steph isn't starting. Wow.
Wow. SGA gets a start. Yeah.
Shai deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is for sure.
Yeah, that was a very moving tribute to the coach last night.
And he plays for Canada.
Michael, why isn't Canada better?
Because they can't get all their guys to show up for their national team. Like how all the Americans want to go to Paris. Yeah. I think all the Canadians
will go to Paris.
A great team.
Yeah, they got a real. They should definitely medal if they all show up.
But they've never won anything internationally.
That's
and
a mystery.
Loaded.
That's a mystery.
I don't.
I think they won the bronze at the last World Cup. They beat the U.S.
Yeah, but Steve Nash is running that thing, and I every time I see a Canadian, there's another one.
Murray is from Canada.
Well, is Lou Dort. Yep. So I mean,
they got a bunch of players.
They have any big guys?
Yeah, they got Kelly Olynyk. Yeah. Who else is a Canadian?
Kelly Olynyk,
Tristan,
good man.
Yeah, he is.
Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, but he's old. But he might be.
And,
who knows?
And involved in a situation.
Kelly Olynyk is the guy you want. A Kelly Olynyk on your team.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
All right, Ireland. Where are you going to be tomorrow?
Tomorrow, flying out on the first leg of the Grammy trip.
There you
seven.
Go.
Oh, where are you guys? So where is the Grammy?
All right, so here's how it goes.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Right.
Houston.
Right. Oh, that's Saturday night. You guys are playing
right.
The Warriors.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
New York. Boston. Oh, I'm sorry, other way around. Boston, New York, Charlotte, home.
Okay. And, so you're going around, down, and back.
Yeah, but normally they work us back west, so that flight home from Charlotte is going to be like 5.5 hours. We'll get in 4 a.m. Nobody sleeps on planes.
And tomorrow will be me and Momo, who makes the best nut milk in the business, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, she puts it in that sack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's tomorrow at 1. John, Michael, have a great Grammy trip. Pepe, have a great call of the game tonight. Shadano and Cap coming next. Mason, Ireland in the book, 710 ESPN. ESPN. Wave to Pepe.
Wave to you, Pepe, last time.
Lots of people.
Okay. Lots of people, exactly. 710 ESPN.